maps, like the ones that David created for us on Al-Shabaab in Kenya, can be powerful tools in helping us see the world in new ways. Sometimes they can even help change the world. That's what the developers of the maps we're going to hear about in our next story are hoping will happen. They've created a way to see rapid changes in the Earth's forests, and they're hoping the new maps will help address the widespread problem of tropical deforestation. Here's the world's Jason Margolis.
You want to know how fast we're losing the planet's forests? Nigel Sizer puts the speed of deforestation in images.
50 soccer fields a minute, every day, every year.
Sizer directs the forest program at the World Resources Institute in Washington. He can rattle off these figures because he's been watching deforestation happen in near real time.
If we zoom in to this patch here. So here's a patch.
From his laptop, he zooms in on some Indonesian rainforests, home to threatened species like orangutans and the Sumatran tiger and elephant.
And we can zoom right in here, and you can see clearing down to the scale of a small plantation, and zoom in further, you're looking at the crowns of individual trees. So we've gone from the entire world right down to individual trees.
Okay, I know what you're thinking. Big deal. I can use Google Earth to zoom in on my own home. True, and Sizer is using Google technology here, but he's also using NASA's archive of satellite imagery going back more than a decade. Scientists at the World Resources Institute, Google, and the University of Maryland have developed algorithms to compare those historical and current images to detect what's been cut where.
It's thousands and thousands of hours of computing time to generate these outputs. And then we take that, which is actually a very complex set of data, and we display it in a very simple and easy-to-use way on Global Forest Watch.
Global Forest Watch, that's the name of the website anybody can check out. Pink pixels on the map mean forest has been cleared. Blue means new trees have been planted. That's how the maps work. Here's what they can do. Publicly shame multinationals from buying palm oil from plantations on illegally cut or burned tropical forest.
So a company that might be buying that palm oil is then in the public spotlight, absolutely. It's a powerful tool for holding companies accountable.
Nestle understands public shaming. 4 years ago, Greenpeace launched a media campaign against Nestle for buying palm oil from illicit sources. Rather than fight, Nestle said, "You're right." The Swiss company committed to only buying sustainably harvested products. But that was the easy part, explains Nestle's Duncan Pollard.
We have long, complex supply chains, and we've traditionally bought from what we call first-tier suppliers. Behind that is a long, complicated supply chain, perhaps with second, third, fourth, or more suppliers below.
It can be pretty impenetrable, sometimes on purpose. The less you know, the less you're responsible for. Even for companies that want to decipher the supply chain, like Nestle, it's been a struggle. But now they, too, are using the new online maps.
Until these maps came along, it wasn't really possible for us to know where exactly is deforestation happening. Governments, of course, would publish data, but they'd publish national-level data.
Environmentalists like Michael Jenkins applaud the new mapping technology and the vanguard companies like Nestle that are using it. But Jenkins, who is president of the NGO Forest Trends, adds a dose of realism.
It's great to say, here's illegal logging happening, but the real issue is, what are we going to do about it? Why are we logging illegally? Because the forests that we're logging are not as valuable as the oil palm that is so lucrative.
Ultimately, Jakin says, we need to find ways to put a real value on the forests themselves. But that's another problem. Meanwhile, the new satellite maps add a layer of enforcement. And the World Resources Institute's Nigel Sizer says there are more high-tech tools in the pipeline.
You can take samples of wood from, say, a table on sale in IKEA and analyze the DNA in that table and know exactly where it came from.
Sizer just hopes more multinational companies will be willing to use these new cutting-edge tools to help preserve the world's forests. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis.